Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby!
Like the first show all over again, man.
One more time, because you can't see Kenny.
Let's go, man. The first show all over again. Tucked in the corner.
Oh.
I think I was in Ryan's room.
Oh.
I think that's where I did the first show.
Ryan didn't exist yet.
No, she didn't.
That's tough.
In the corner.
Yeah.
With the Comrex.
Yeah.
I think it was Ryan's room. Couldn't see Damien. Could only hear him.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see him now, but still. Not on screen.
So I got, pipe down? God damn it. No, Kenny's here. So, all right. Well,
but they can hear me.
They
radio
can hear
me.
That's,
and everything.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. I was trying to figure some things out, and I'm not smart enough to. So just close out. And
this is great.
It's me. For those that are watching, this is me. Welcome to my show. I've been trying to offload this jackass for years, and here we are.
Well, all right. What's up, guys? The lighting is a little bad, but
man,
it's all good.
You think the lighting is a little bad? Bruh.
Lighting a little bad.
And you wore all black today, too? This is
Diane in the school photos.
This is not how we celebrate Juneteenth, man.
This is
not how we celebrate Juneteenth. This is a tough look for us. We can't even stretch one of those mics over here to where we like PTI it and we just
pause.
No, it's just I'm on
one of the mics
bro.
Over here. How's that a pause?
It's sit or stretch.
Sit the mic over here.
Oh, I thought you said.
It's got a little crazy when you think.
Even
about
if I said stretch the mic over here.
I thought you said that.
I thought that's what he said.
Never mind. It's good. Play on.
No. Wait, how are you gonna change the call?
We reviewed. He didn't say what I thought he said. How are you gonna yell at me? It's a flag on you. You're lucky they can't
see
me.
What are you talking about?
There's no
reviewing football.
We have a challenge flag here.
Not for a penalty.
In this league, we do it different.
You know what we could do? We could ask Jonathan. We could do this.
Can I get on my computer?
We could. It's StreamYard not letting us in anywhere. If we ask Jonathan for a long mic arm, I could turn the camera and we literally just set your chair right here.
That could be like Isaiah, you know, if I'm not fully
we're going to make this work. I'm going to flag down Jonathan next time we see him. Otherwise, you're just going to see me and hear both of us.
That's it.
And Kenny can't sit on bruh.
No, that's like crazy.
That was tough.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
No, that was tough.
Shout out Diane.
That was absolutely the Black Like Me episode. This is D-Lo and Casey about to talk about colorism for the next 4 hours, because, and I guess I'm rainbow.
I love, you know, the title of the show.
I've watched that episode 1,000 times, man. That episode hits a little too close to home.
I got
to. I'm the rainbow in the episode. You're the Diane, and it's like.
I think I might have to run that series back.
Oh, man. Yeah,
well, I should finish it before I run it back. No, I still haven't finished it. No.
I have news for you, pal. Your wife did. There's no chance your wife hasn't seen the end of that series at all. There's just absolutely no chance. All right, man. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, June 12th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
With our main man.
What are you doing with him?
Well, he's here, too. You're not going to be. I think you can hear him. You can't see him.
Yeah, you can hear me still. You can do all. It's just they really can't see us.
Here. Okay. Oh man, Connor's on the stream. That's gonna be tough.
Damn.
Yeah, that's gonna.
It might be tough for our StreamYard guests. I don't know if they're gonna be along.
Connor.
As well,
okay, we got time. Connor's what? 1:15.
Yeah.
Matt's 3:15.
Yeah. It's literally StreamYard get it together. Yeah. Whatever's causing this.
If we can,
they
if
don't
we can,
fix it in 50 minutes.
Then it's going
the old phone.
It's gonna be old D'Lo and KC talking.
Oh, gross. I forgot we do phone interviews now.
The old phone.
No, we don't do phone interviews.
Yeah.
We do not.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean. What'd you think?
Great game. Exciting game.
Surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, I still give Indiana a chance in this NBA Finals. I just think they have one chance. They got one path to victory. And they took care of the first half of that. So, they're for me, their path to victory is you have to win both games.
Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I understand why you're saying it, but yeah. I don't agree with it. My feeling was you had to win yesterday. I feel better about them winning yesterday because I don't want them to have to win two in a row. Mm. They don't have to win two in a row. Mm. They could win every other game. I understand your point.
Yeah.
They have to win another one in Oklahoma City, but I take them winning another game on the road versus them beating Oklahoma City twice. Mm. The numbers say that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Anything could happen. They're a good enough team to win anywhere they need to. I don't believe they can win another game in OKC. So that's why I think they've got to get this done, winning these two games and then finishing it off in six. But They played tough last night, gritty. It doesn't really count because I didn't put them in the lineup. But Benedict Mathurin.
Oh, you didn't do it. Oh
no,
man.
I was just saying he gonna have a good game, but he wasn't in the lineup. So,
bro, we were sitting watching that game, and I don't know what prompted it, but Katie was like, "I should play Prize Picks." And I'm just sitting here like, oh, that's cute. And I was like, see, like Ty had like 17 at this point.
Yeah.
And I like popped up and I'm like, did I set the lineup? Like we were doing this on the air. She was like, I know. I heard you. That's why I said I should have played it. I was like, did I set the lineup? Open up the Prize Picks. Lineups. Nope.
Oh, no.
Had Shea.
Did you have Mathurin in there too?
I had Mathurin at the double demon.
Woo.
Would have hit. Ty, the first demon, hit. Siakam hit, Shea under hit.
That's what I had. The only thing I didn't get right was Jalen Williams. I had him going under. Yeah, 26. Did you see how Siakam got? You remember how Siakam got the over?
No, because I don't remember what the over was.
It was 19 and a half. Okay. And finished with 21.
Okay. I knew it was less than 20.
Do you remember that bucket with like 8 seconds to go?
Oh, yeah.
Where Tyrese.
Oh, that was the one? Oh.
He finished with 21.
Oh, man. Oh, tough.
Crazy.
Tough.
But Benedict Mathurin, yeah, man, that was a hell of a
You called that one yesterday.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, man, where I see him playing. He's going to have one of these games. Even better than me, did you see your boy, Bill Simmons, after game one?
One. Not my boy. Two.
You listen to him all the time.
I didn't. He's not in my algorithm.
Listen to him all the time. But hey,
I see Bill Simmons when you bring him up or Leezy sends me something.
I gotta tip my hat to Bill Simmons. After game one, he said something like, When are we gonna get the Mathurin game? When we get we're getting one of these Benedict Mathurin games where he has, like 22 points in 27 minutes.
That's last almost night, it's
22
almost,
points in 27 minutes.
It's almost nerdy enough to.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I really do. I really do. And, I mean, can you guys leave Bill Belichick alone? And Tom Brady, he's the greatest. And David Ortiz, there's no proof of him ever taking steroids.
It's true.
Manny Ramirez either, And how about go check out Celtic City Part 2, 20-part documentary on how Cornbread Maxwell is an integral part in the NBA.
Why? Why? Cornbread Maxwell is bothering nobody. By the way, I have YouTube open. I can see the chat. I can see y'all cooking. Shout out to Cole. Cole is here. Cole did not.
Okay, we got phones, Cole.
Well, Cole,
we got
phones. Well, okay, well, last time Cole just ducked everything. After game one, Cole was nowhere to be found.
What you mean was here? Like on the stream, that don't count. He need to be on D-Lo and KC. He need to be on that stream in those comments. Insiders alone don't get it done.
He's right here. That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just
he
making
right
sure.
Here.
No, I'm just making sure.
I see him right here. I got the live YouTube. We can't see YouTube chatting, but I can see YouTube chatting. Y'all out there, man. We appreciate you.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, where Cole going to be?
Cole right here.
Cole said Thunder and Fire. He said Gentleman Sweep.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
I'm still sticking with Thunder and Six. I can see this going. It's one more.
So that's three straight, right?
But I can see it going seven. Easy.
You got Indiana winning three straight, huh? I mean, OKC winning three straight.
Yeah, capable of it.
Well, of course they're capable of it, but man, I don't know what Indiana has to do to get
six game series is.
No,
it is,
but I feel like people are still glossing past what they're doing.
I don't think for me, it's not that. It's, I'm not going to pivot just yet. I see one game, two games. Obviously, I picked the Pacers to win two games in the series, so they've done about what I think that they can do and what they're going to do. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, see? Having, you know, winning, that would require them to win two straight games in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit of a tall task, but
yeah.
I think they could do it. OKC did not play well last night, especially down the stretch.
They didn't. They didn't.
And that's,
but here's,
Pacers had something to do with that.
I was, well, saying. But here's the thing. Yeah, I think the Pacers had a lot to do with it. But here's the other thing. I don't think the Pacers played well down the stretch.
Mm.
We'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us. If you're watching, Kenny is here. He's 5 feet from me.
I'm here.
Our engineer team is standing by. We're working on a solution. I think I can get Kenny on camera. It's going to be a little bit of a different show, but it's going to be fun, whether you're on the radio, the Odyssey app, whether you're on TuneIn 98.5, or if you're out there in the chatty house, we appreciate you. It's Dylan with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Oh, yeah, we in here. We okay, yeah, no, right into the mic. Thanks, Jonathan. I mean,
it should have been off. It picked it up.
What?
When I sneezed.
Oh, I don't know. That was a loud ass sneeze, bro. Oh,
yeah, I hit the cough button.
Shout out to you for having a cough button. What?
Yeah, I got to see what this is looking like, because obviously I can't see, so I need to go on the laptop and see what this is looking like.
No, you look great. No, I don't know what it, I don't know why this camera looks like. It looks like it's zoomed in. Like, not to make it weird, you look significantly better on this camera than you do the other one.
Oh, yeah, there it go.
It
does.
That looks great.
Man, what's up,
man? Yeah, no, it's good. Never seen himself on camera before, so he's I don't know. There's some touch-up feature on this one, because KC, look, let me see what settings KC got over here. No, set it high definition. No touch-up set. Yeah. What's mine set up at?
Normally when I got to, you know, when I'm that close to the screen, I got to, like, lean in and do all this other stuff. Like, no, this is...
Oh, now Jesse says we sound like we're underwater. Now hold on, maybe it's this. Can you still hear us on the stream? Let me hit it. Well, that one doesn't even have a mic. Man, my mic is never muted. That might have just shut all the sound off.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. As long as the radio audience got us, that's all that matters.
God got us.
God did. Hey, so I did one thing, and I don't know if I muted my microphone. That doesn't make sense, right? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you got to mute Kenny.
Kenny doesn't have a microphone.
Check one, check two.
That should just be a camera. All right.
Well,
keep talking. I'll
click. Yeah, I'll just keep talking for the radio audience, and we'll figure it all out in time. But wherever you are. We appreciate you for being with us. Let's get back to the NBA Finals, because you were talking about the way that Oklahoma City executed in the final minutes, that it wasn't particularly good. I thought the way that Indiana executed in the final 90 seconds was awful. I think it starts, though, with a play that you have an issue with, and I think a lot of other people have an issue with, and it is the non-flagrant flagrant that took place with Alex Caruso and
Aaron Nesmith. I want to be clear. I don't think that's why the Pacers won.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a big moment in the game. It was 110-102, mm-hmm. I think. If it's called a flagrant, it's 110-104 with the ball. It could have been a five-point swing, four-point swing, something like that, late in that game. And I know Steve, was that Steve Javy that came on there? Who was? I hear they got to check the boxes and all this other stuff. Bro, that was a flagrant foul. It was a flagrant foul. He was behind the play, Aaron Nesmith was, made no attempt on the basketball. Caruso was in the air.
Yeah.
Jumped, two hands, brought him down. That was a flagrant foul. I know a lot of people talking about a hard playoff foul. Not like that. That's not a hard playoff foul. It's a flagrant foul.
So you didn't think the official did a good job of explaining why it wasn't called?
Hold, you know, by the books and everything, but that's just, I don't agree with it. Like, I know flagrant foul.
Now, for the record, I absolutely thought it was going to be called a flagrant foul. Mm-hmm. I absolutely thought that. He didn't wind up. He didn't connect above the neck. I thought he made enough of an effort to go for the ball that you could sell it. That he went for the ball? Like,
he made zero. Like, the whole thing was to wrap him up so he doesn't get a layup. Yeah. It was not, let me try and strip the ball a little bit. It's just, I'm going to wrap him up and not let him get a layup.
I hear you.
And there was no play on the ball. Here's the
I'm not going to fight for it. Yeah. Not going to fight for it.
Here's the other thing that I think about with that play, too. Let's just say, okay, it's not a flagrant foul, which it wasn't called a flagrant foul. How is that not a clear path foul?
Yeah, I've learned I don't understand that rule anymore.
Because
there was no one in front of him. That's the rule, right? Yeah. That's the clear path rule.
There was nobody in front of him. He makes a play to stop a scoring opportunity or a fast break. And that's a regular foul. But if Nesmith would have pulled his shirt,
mm-hmm.
then it would have been a clear foul.
Yeah, I don't understand the clear path rule. They've slowed down tape to go, oh, his foot is behind him. That's a clear path. Right. It was like, there's nobody in front of the man. Like, I'm not, I don't know ball.
Yeah, I'm
just watching.
I thought that was just a miss. And where do you stand now? I understand.
Now, we should tell the whole story here. To be fair, they were missing free throws in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Now, the math doesn't say if they make their free throws, they win the game. That's not what the math mm-hmm. says. Mm-hmm. However, you make your free throws late, it could change mm-hmm. the way the game is going.
Yeah.
And, you know, the assumption that, this, you know, they hit their free throws, this is a score, all of that. That's a big assumption given the way that they were shooting from the foul line in the final, you know, 2 minutes or whatever it was. Yeah,
now I want to reiterate, that's not why Indiana lost. I just looked at that moment. That was a big moment, and I thought they got that call wrong. And that, you know, could have changed strategy, could have changed mindset, all this other stuff. I know a lot of people were like, it's just a playoff foul. Like, that's not a playoff foul. Usually when you talk about a playoff foul, it's chest-to-chest with somebody. It's somebody going up for a layup. You're face-to-face with them or at the very least on the side of them, and you deliver a foul. Nothing as you're trailing and the person's in the air as well. I thought that was bizarre to see that one called just a regular foul. And – I know this opens up the door for interpretation and questioning, but sometimes when you look at a foul, even if it doesn't meet all the requirements or check all the boxes, sometimes it's the spirit of the rule. You know what I mean? Like, did he wind up? No. Did he? I think they said he did make a play on the ball. I don't know what the third one was that didn't check the box off. But come on, man, that's a flagrant. The guy left his feet. He was in the air. You make no real play on the ball. Like, we all have common sense. We know what he's trying to do. He's trying to just not let him score a layup.
Yeah.
Like, he's not making any play on the ball.
Yeah.
At that point, I would think common sense, or once again, the spirit of the rule, will come into play and say, that's a dangerous flagrant foul. And they didn't do it. So I was, it, once again, it it happened and moved on. There was other opportunities for OKC to get that game tighter after that. But I was kind of dumbfounded by that one. I was like, really? It's not a flagrant? So just a footnote.
No, I hear you. Nothing wrong with that. But that's where I thought Indiana was really bad down the stretch. I watched a large part of that final 2 minutes or so thinking this is going to gut Indiana. I was telling Jake and James a minute ago, it reminded me so much of us, you know, sitting in that red room at ABC 10 watching those final few minutes saying, OKC's the only good thing that's happening for Indiana right now is OKC is scoring with the clock stopped. And I kept thinking last night, OKC keeps scoring with the clock stopped. Like, Indiana's messing up the playbook here. They're giving OKC these opportunities to get back in. Jake and James were talking about like the poise and how it felt like OKC was rattled. I thought OKC was composed in those final few minutes. I thought Indiana was the team that was rattled. And I didn't think they were executing well. Obviously, the Caruso play started with it, great play by Alex Caruso. It's still a Tyrese turnover. And, you know, they had another turnover where the ball, you know, they tried to hit a pass, hit a shooter in the corner, ball flies out of bounds. They're saying it was tipped. Like, it wasn't even close to being tipped. It got thrown out of bounds.
Well, then there was the other one where Tyrese got fouled going up for the shot.
Yeah.
They lose the ball. Yeah. They end up fouling Jalen Williams after they lose the ball. I mean, little stuff like that. Like, you can't do it.
And that's just where I thought, like, Indiana's going to – or, excuse me, OKC's going to get them. Mm. And OKC couldn't convert. There was a play with Shea. Where this was really, I think, the last opportunity for OKC. Shea had the ball. He looked cool as a fan. Like, oh, man, he's going to pull up. Dribble left, dribble right. There it was for him, and he missed. And that was kind of to me, that was like, all right, Indiana's going to win this game. But I didn't think, I you talk about OKC and the things that they did wrong, and they did a lot. They're going to have plenty of film to go over today with the quick turnaround into tomorrow's game. Or at least quickest of the finals into tomorrow's game. But the Thunder will, the Pacers will too. Both teams have plenty of things that they can go over. And you know, from the Pacers' standpoint, you know, if we execute this better, if we do this better, this game wouldn't have been as close in the fourth quarter. Thunder could say the same thing. We do this better. We do this better. The outcome's different. We've taken home court advantage back. So there's a lot for both teams to build on. I love that game that last night. I love the way that it went. I love that there were no double-digit leads either way. It got to 9, and that was it on each side. And it wasn't something where a team had to go on a crazy run. Like I loved joked when the series started. You know, it was going to be a big deal is timeouts. I love that. I think it was after halftime, OKC scored like 6 straight. 8, and Rick Carlisle was like, stop. Stop. 6 straight. Stop. Timeout. Yeah. Let's talk. Slow down. Regroup. And if memory serves me, they scored again, but they were able to, the Pacers were able to kind of like get something going offensively and kind of settle the game down from that point. So that big explosive run that we've seen so many times from the Thunder this postseason and this season didn't happen last night when it absolutely looked like it was about to.
Yeah, man. And that's,
all because Rick Carlisle called time.
That's a testament to
the Rick New York Carlisle. Knicks are on the phone with the Pacers right now. Hey, can we talk to your head coach?
Is this legal? but that's all testament to Rick Carlisle. Testament to the Pacer players as well for being able during those timeouts and coming out of those timeouts to hold their composure and still be able to execute. And you know, I picked the OKC Thunder to win this series. I continue to think they're going to win this series in 6. But I do think, I'm not surprised that the Pacers are here, you know, having an opportunity to win. I think, I've always thought they had a real shot to win the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, maybe a certain pathway they had to go down. They didn't have a whole lot of room for error in losing games.
Mm-hmm.
But they've always been good enough in my eyes to win this and to compete with OKC. And man, Friday's game to me, it's the series, man. Friday, and that's why I loved how yesterday's game went, because with the way that I look at things, if OKC would have won that game three,
yeah,
series pretty much over in my eyes. Sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got this drama of game four because the Pacers got one that they needed. I say they got to get them both. You got that first one. Now you're in line to get that second one. And OKC is looking at it like, all we got to do is come in here and get one, and we're back in control, and we might have this thing really taken care of. So the drama, at least on my end, if you subscribe to my theory of how this series might play out, is going to be at its highest. It's the NBA Finals, and Game 4 is an unbelievably pitiful game. Not pitiful.
It's a pitiful. You hear that? Wow.
It's not
an absolutely pitiful game. Hasn't been played yet. Kenny's sick of it.
A pivotal game, mm-hmm, for this whole damn season. Like the whole NBA sure season. The NBA yeah finals are on the line. So yeah, I love that this is what we're going to get tomorrow. Pitiful.
Well, you know what was pitiful as a shoot is the paints and the point from the Oklahoma City Thunder in game one, or really from the Thunder and the Pacers, but is speaking about keys to win, so to speak, mm-hmm, the Elk Grove Kia keys to win. You guys we can brand that. If y'all been looking at that EV9 too many times in the last 2 days.
We could bring it back. It could be D-Lo and Kenny's keys.
Hey, Elk Grove Kia. Hey, I've watched at least three videos on that, and I'm talking about today on that EV9. Y'all
Woo
hear me?
Woo.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know those aren't available yet.
No, they're not. I asked the guy when I went over there. He's like, oh, yeah.
End of June.
That one. Yeah.
Katie is adamant on that third row. I'm like, I don't think we need the third row. She really wants the third row. Yeah. That's the difference between the six and the nine. Mm-hmm. M cars are gorgeous, man.
Yeah. I like the six, too.
Beautiful. Like yeah, the six is the one I want.
Yeah,
but
well,
extra row.
Got other people now.
I do. A lot of them.
Goodbye, sports cars.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them, and their friends and their friends' friends.
Oh, with the minivan.
If we had it her way, it would be a minivan with like the doors that like slide. Yeah.
Reese wanted.
I drew the line. It was like, no, man.
Reese always trying to like rent one of those. Like when we go on trips, mm-hmm, it's like, oh, get the, because he's sitting in the third row. He'd be in the back doing his thing. I gotta drive it. I'm driving it, man. We ain't getting no damn minivan. Mm-hmm. Are you crazy? Get the Suburban, bro. Stop.
How Kenny gonna pull up to the Juneteenth festival in a in a minivan?
I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. We'll get the big SUV. We ain't getting a minivan.
I feel like Ice Cube and Are We There Yet? Like where all of a sudden there's kids just yelling at him in the back seat, and he's trying to figure out how to handle all of it. That's me.
You're doing a great job.
I'm all for it, though.
Doing a great job.
I'm all for it. I've never experienced this before, man, but it is it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. But that was your
anyways. Elk Grove Kia to the keys to the game were those point, mm-hmm, those paint points, and one 98 yesterday between the two.
Wow,
50 from the Indiana Pacers, 48 from the Thunder. That's what I'm talking about right there. Miles Turner dealing with a respiratory issue or whatever. Like I thought he was really, really good defensively. He was good enough offensively. And Siakam hit the more on Prize Picks.
Yes, sir.
Just barely.
Yes, sir.
But 21 points on 14 shots from Pascal Siakam. Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me you're Pascal Siakam. Truth be told, you're Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton. You can't be below 20. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I agree.
And neither one of them were yesterday. You called the Benedict Mathurin thing yesterday beautifully. But those guys stepped up and they played at the rim and they bended that OKC defense just a little bit. You're not bent just a little bit to where it was impactful on the outcome.
And we're watching the game during the 102.5 show, and Chet played great in that first half, first quarter. And I was just kind of taken aback by his defensive ability. You know, these guys were trying to score in the paint early, and Chet can move. obviously the guy's 7'1", I think maybe 7'2". It's like, man, how you get a shot up over this guy? Like, he is a lot of the reason why they were struggling with points in the paint, I thought. And they figured something out, you know, at least for game three. They figured out a way to, you know, to work around that. There was a couple of times I know in that fourth quarter where, you know, they used the jump stop and, you know, jump back into the defender. And that may be one of Chet's Achilles heel is, you know, he isn't the strongest guy, so he can be moved off his spot in certain situations. And they were able to find a way to score inside. And if they can do that in game four, that's a great start to being able to get that game four victory that I think they need. This is good stuff. Good stuff.
You think, man, there's pressure on OKC?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a fair argument. This is the first time there's been pressure on Oklahoma City this entire postseason. Jake brought up game four of the Denver Nuggets game, Denver Nuggets series, excuse me. And I swear I don't feel like this is hindsight. I didn't think Denver was better than OKC. I wondered if they could win that series, especially after game three. But you outlined it. It's not wrong. It doesn't take away from what happened. OKC did a lot to help Denver win that game in game number three. Yeah. That didn't happen yesterday. Like, that was a basketball game in which Indiana won. There was no meltdown. There was no collapse. There was nothing like that. There was no, you know, miracle 9 points in 8 seconds type thing. Like, that was a fantastic wire-to-wire game that Indiana won. I still kind of felt like, even when I was like, hey, man, maybe Denver can pull this off, I still kind of thought, I don't think they can. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not deep enough. They're running 7.5 guys out there. You're begging for production from, you know, from Russ, and I just don't know that it's going to work long term, you know, meaning series-wise. Mm-hmm. This one, man, like, I have been adamant I will not pick a winner. Just my only prediction in this, I think it's a lot better series than people give it credit for. And I think the Pacers are a lot better than people give it credit for. And this is the first time now, and the game's in Indiana, and I feel like there is a lot of pressure on the Thunder for the first time this postseason, first time all season.
I think there is pressure. You don't want to go down 3-1. You just don't want to go down 3-1. I don't care how good you think you are, or how good you actually are. You don't want to be faced with, you can't lose another game. As much as I think OKC is championship caliber, has the home court, you know, to a certain degree, has like a game 7 at home, you don't want to be faced with having to win 3 games in a row. You know, that's a tall task for anybody. So there's a certain level of pressure just in that alone. I think, to your point, Indiana being a formidable opponent and being a better team than Denver, in my opinion, adds to that potential pressure. One thing I will say about the end of game three that kind of mirrors the Denver series in that game three, I think Indiana just won the game. They played better. I do think OKC, specifically SGA, did not have the best fourth quarter. He had a postseason high. I think it's a postseason high, maybe even a season high, 6 turnovers in the game. Mm. They had, I think, 20-plus turnovers as a team. And I didn't like the ball and the decision-making and the shot-taking wasn't in SGA's hands enough late in that game for my liking. And it reminds me a little bit of that game three against Denver, where he missed a lot of shots in the fourth quarter, but we had the moment when Hartenstein took 3 of those shots. You know, he dished it off to Hartenstein in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And kind of put the game in his hands indirectly as opposed to him taking those shots, talking about SGA. So I think that's something where they look back on and after game three of the Nugget series, and SGA was ready to go and take over in game four of that series late in the game. The Minnesota series was close. That fourth quarter was close. In game four, SGA took care of business in that situation. And I think coming out for that game three against Indiana that we saw last night, I think that'll be one of the adjustments if they're in a close game again in the fourth quarter. SGA is going to be looking to take control of that game and close it out for his team again. So that's one of the adjustments I think they'll look to make. And they'll look back on game three and said, maybe we should have had more SGA as opposed to Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren late in that game.
Let's see what our brother Herbert's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Herbert, what's up, baby?
Hey, what up, D-Lo? What up, KC?
Herbert, what's up, big dog?
What's happening, man? Hey, great finals, man. Great finals.
Yeah, it's been
yeah,
really
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
It's been really good so far.
Yeah, what I noticed is really, to me, is coaching. Carlisle really goes deep on that bench, man. And the bench for Indiana came through last night in McConnell and Ben Mathurin. And I think Carlisle has confidence in those bench to where he plays a lot of guys. And I noticed Tyrese didn't even come back in until maybe 6 or 7 minutes remaining in the game. And also, Siakam didn't come in until with like 3 minutes remaining. So he likes to keep his guys fresh. And I think that's how they beat New York. And you check my Twitter, man. I had Indiana in 7, dog.
All right, he's got receipts. Herbert wants you to know he's got receipts. Pacers in 7.
That would be extremely disappointing if I'm an OKC Thunder fan to lose a Game 7 of the NBA Finals at home. You were the best team in basketball all year long. It comes down to one game, a Game 7. And if you lose that game, wow. Wow.
All
right,
that'd
be awful.
We'll come back. What may be disappointing for some also, not necessarily Thunder fan, but maybe Kings fan, is we've had some fun over the last 8 hours of this radio show. Well, the fun's over.
Oh, man.
I don't think this is happening.
Yeah, I'm.
We'll explain when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to those who are hanging out with us on the stream today. You're just getting an earful of nonsense. This is what happens in the studio when a couple of things just fall apart a little bit. Speaking of falling apart,
oh boy!
Remember those Trae Young conversations we've been having the last couple of days?
Don't worry about that, dog.
Well, it made for good conversation.
Don't worry about that, dog.
Made for good conversation. Made for some good. You know, good engagement farming. Shout out to all the podcasts.
We was podding.
Apparently, that's all we were doing was podding. Because we've heard enough over the last 36 hours or so. There's not much of a reason to believe that Trae Young to the Sacramento Kings is happening. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't been talking. From what we understand, there's been no firm, no, we're not doing this, walking away from the table type of thing. No, there's no discussion. There just seems to be one particular very, very key player involved who's like, that's a no for me, dog. He's passing. All indications are Scott Perry might not be the biggest fan of Trae Young.
Yeah.
And so the idea of not just acquiring him, but gifting him a 4-year, 200 forgot the number, $27, $29 million contract along with that, might not be something he absolutely loves.
And look, Scott Perry, trust his basketball acumen, his basketball knowledge. I disagree with you if that's the case. Like, I disagree. I would be pressing play on that move right there and trying to bring Trae Young here. The only way I wouldn't is what you talked about yesterday, asking him that question, and if he had an answer to it, unless I got something big, equal or bigger lined up. If I can go out and get a Trae Young-like player or a superstar of that caliber, an all-star level player
who
of that caliber.
Is it? I
have no idea.
I asked Kings fans this, particularly the ones who maybe weren't enamored with the idea of Trae, and that's okay. That's all right. If not Trae, who? Like, if the Kings really have an opportunity to land Trae Young and are saying, no, we don't like the player, we don't like the fit, we don't like the contract, we don't. Got it. Understood. If not Trae, who? That question can be asked of Scott Perry, the front office. It could be asked of Vivek Ranadive if you want to. This could be asked to any Kings fan who's not in on the idea of Trae Young. Go with all of that. If not Trae, who? And no one has provided me with an answer to that.
No, they just be like, no, I don't want Trae. All right, that's once again, that's fine. This ain't like a couple of the names the insiders were talking about that I heard. Like that ain't gonna get it done. And I'm not gonna panic enough to think that that's all. Or that's, oh, we're not going after Trae. We're going after Marcus Smart. Like, I'm those guys.
Literally your nemesis.
Well, no. I like Marcus Smart. But that's a name. And what I'm referring to is, I think in the Mark Stein report, Jake Fisher, I think it was, linked Malcolm Brogdon and Marcus Smart to the Sacramento Kings as far as
I think Drew Holiday was in there too.
Drew Holiday. Yeah, Drew Holiday as well. And all three of those guys are complimentary guys to the big move that you've made. So if you make big splash, I'm just going to use Trae Young's name because we know he's not coming here, but that caliber of player, if you were to get a Trae Young type player and then go get a Brogdon or Marcus Smart or somebody like that to go along with your big time guy, cool. But if like we don't want Trae Young, I think a backcourt of Brogdon and Marcus Smart would be I would respectfully disagree. If he like I said, until he proves like on the court that it just don't work and he has no idea how to make this work, I'm going to give Scott Perry the benefit of the doubt and respect the time that he spent in this league and the moves that he's made in the past. I'm going to respect that. But if that's what you're giving me off the rip, underwhelming is an understatement. That's just a flat out hell no. No. Malcolm Brogdon? Are you? No. I'm not interested. Once again, as your main piece. You want to bring him here as a complimentary guy? Maybe we can talk, but you got to do better than that.
You really hate Marcus Smart. I don't know what he did to
no,
you.
No, I
strongly dislike the man.
Well, once again, King's Twitter, did you listen to what I just said?
No, I'm sorry. I was reading our comments.
I like Marcus Smart. If you...
Oh, but that's one of those things where like you like Kendrick Lamar.
I like Kendrick Lamar.
Jesse, do you think that KC likes Marcus Smart?
Nah. That's my answer.
Now!
Whatever that noise is.
Now, Malcolm Brogdon, on the other hand.
Nah, Malcolm Brogdon, that's... I'll put it to you like this. I don't not like Malcolm Brogdon. I'm just not interested. I'm interested in Marcus Smart. But once again, if you say... I don't want Trae Young.
Yeah.
I don't want LaMelo Ball.
Yeah,
Bring me Marcus Smart. I'm like, nah, bro, they're not the same. If you tell me we got Trae Young and we want to pair him up with Marcus Smart, now we talking. I like that.
Malcolm Brogdon has been in the league 9 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's played for 5 teams. I feel like there's a reason for that. Mm. You might not dislike Malcolm Brogdon, but I sure as hell feel like someone does. Because Malcolm Brogdon's a good basketball player.
He is a good
He's
basketball
good,
player.
But he can't. The line I have always heard about Malcolm Brogdon is he thinks he's the smartest person in the room. That is the one characteristic that I have heard about him is he will walk into, and that includes coaches. That includes players. That includes everybody. He believes he's the smartest person there. Mm. And sometimes you can't tell him anything.
That's that Virginia education.
Well, it might be, but I'm not sure that that's something you want in this particular locker room. I don't think you want that guy here.
Yeah.
This locker room is already a bit fragile. I don't think we need that type of player. Now, Marcus, on the other hand... I'll take Marcus Smart on my team 10 times out of 10.
I'll take Marcus Smart on my team 10 times out of 10, too.
But,
just not as the move.
Well, see, you got all defensive and you ready to fight me when I was going to say, I don't want Marcus instead of Trae Young.
That's it.
I'm with you. I don't like that.
That's it. Like I said, if you can, and I thought I heard James say this. I'll double check. But is Marcus Smart a free agent or an expiring deal or something like that?
To the internet.
I thought I heard Jake or James say he was a free agent. I mean, you sign him as a free agent. Bring him in here.
I don't think he's a free agent.
I don't think he is either. I think it's more expiring.
No, yeah, he's on an expiring deal. $21 million,
yeah,
and he's a free agent next year.
What team is Marcus on?
Washington.
Okay.
He was helping out Jordan Poole.
Yeah, he was
also,
helping him.
Who also is allegedly on the trading block.
All right.
Jordan Poole actually played pretty solid last year.
He wasn't awful.
Like, the team just was terrible, but he played well. Like, percentages got back up, averages got back up. He did an all right job. Yeah, man, I'm just going to need more. I'm gonna need more from Scott. If you're turning down Trae Young, I'm gonna need a heavy hitter, bro. I am. And if the heavy hitter doesn't come, I'll assess what he does with the roster and say, all right, let me see how it works together before I make my judgment. But I'd be underwhelmed. Be underwhelmed with those caliber players coming back in trades, and that's what you're using to go into the season with.
Yeah, because it leaves Domantas Sabonis as your best player.
Hmm.
Unless, of course, he's not.
Unless he's not.
Because he's in a different uniform.
Could be the case. Could be the case. I had a...
My heel turn on Domantas Sabonis might be epic. It might go down in the books.
I as something to keep an eye on, I kind of put two and two together on some things.
Okay.
Had a wire moment. You know,
oh my.
What okay. was that? What was that character's name again? I can't remember.
Not Weebay.
Yeah, that's why I always, but it's not Weebay. That's no, what I was always saying. I'm gonna find out because that's that bothers
I can't me. Remember what his name was.
Yeah. It's but either way, I'll get to it. We'll find out and I'll get to it. But I had, you know, some people were talking about you know, like just different trade partners and different teams. And you see the Celtics come up. You see the Hawks come up. You see just four or five different teams. And one of the teams that I saw come up was the New Orleans Pelicans. And I was like, all right, well, all right, the Pelicans. And then I said, oh, hold on. Who's the GM of the Pelicans now?
I don't remember. It's not Griff.
No.
Who is it?
Joe Dumars.
Oh, that's right. It is Joe Dumars. Yeah.
2004 Detroit Pistons.
Uh-huh.
Scott Perry, Joe Dumars. Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Who on the Pelicans would you want to see on this team?
CJ. Zion.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Are you fooling with Zion right now?
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to present me with. You're going to have to present me with some evidence, and you're going to have to get me up. You're going to have to keep me updated. Where are we at on this?
Yeah.
And, you know, are we. Are we like. Sean Combs level,
oh, goodness.
Or something else.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to keep me abreast of that. I forgot about that. We didn't. Yeah. I don't even think we talked about that.
No, we didn't. I mean,
we tried not to talk about that stuff, but it's,
yeah. By the way, we were.
I'll take CJ though.
We were right. It was Weebay.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I'd have to know what's going on. I would like Zion Williamson. I would take CJ as well. I think CJ's also on an expiring. I want Trey Murphy or Herb Jones. I would prefer Trey Murphy. And one of the reasons why that might be an option is streets are saying Pelicans trying to move up in the draft. So if they're trying to move up, probably.
But we can't help with that.
But that would make one of their wing players expendable.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at a Herb Jones. I'm looking at a Trey Murphy. Yeah. But
that, but how do you get Sacramento involved in that if they're trying to move up in the draft and we can't
well,
help them?
They're two separate things.
Oh.
They're trying to move up, which means, you know, they got plans for a certain player,
uh-huh.
which would make players on their roster.
Got you. So if you're not using those players in the trade mm-hmm. to move mm-hmm. up, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.